Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Coach's Keys with Benny and Valerie Burrell. We want to say happy Monday to each of you and are here just to share a word of encouragement to our coaches and athletes to speak to them regarding integrity and character in the game. Hun, do you have a scripture for us this morning? Let's take a look at Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And it reads this way, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That's the King James Version, Romans 10, 17. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." I think that's encouragement. Any of my players are on the line. If you could press one, I could bring you live. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. We're excited this morning to have members of the Bluefield College men's volleyball team with us this morning. Good morning. Who's on the line with me this morning?
Oh, this is Caleb Word.
Hey, Caleb. Good morning, son. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mama Val?
Doing great. Well, we certainly thank you for joining us this morning on Coach's Keys. As I shared with you all the other day, we do this broadcast to encourage both athletes and coaches about the need to have integrity and character in the sport. And so I wanted you all to come on because you all have faced some challenges as a squad. Coming in with the intent of doing a work, then to have no coach and having to go through processes and waiting it out. So I just wanted you to share, if you've got some other players with you, I'd love to hear from them. But Caleb, sort of share with me your thoughts on what it takes to be a successful athlete.
Yeah, so, being a successful athlete is, something, especially competitive people, it's what we all have. It's this fire that we have in us to be the best. And like you said, we face many challenges. And so I think that over this course of, this obstacle that our team has faced, my definition of a successful player has changed. Many of us could have easily just walked up and left, but we decided to stick to it as a team. And we decided to put in the extra work as a team. We decided to figure out plays as a team. We decided to hold each other accountable as a team because we wanted to be the best team that we could be, represent Bluefield the best way that we possibly could. And so, we haven't even played a game yet, and I already look at all of us as successful players. So, it might not always be about the result, but it's about the amount of work and effort that you put in to be the best that you can be.
I absolutely agree with you on that. Because I know that many, many coaches only see success in wins. And it's great to win. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to win. But we know in every competition, you're only going to have one winner. You're not going to always be on top. But it's how you're going to respond after that. I think about the scripture in Proverbs 18:21 that says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Let me read it in its fullness. And those who love it will eat its fruit. The New Living Translation reads, "The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences." One thing that I can appreciate about the team, Caleb, is that even in the midst of all things happening, I didn't hear a lot of negativity. I didn't hear a lot of words that would have brought division and death to you all as a squad, and that was impressive. What was it? And you talked about how you all have become a cohesive unit. What was the driving force you feel like that really kept you all together speaking the same positive language?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before, to go more in depth about it, you know, it was funny. The coach had called us in for a meeting, and we didn't really know what was expected because literally nobody had it on. And I even said a joke about it. I was like, what if Coach leaves? Then, you know, I guess I'll leave too. And, you know, I laughed about it. And then we got down there, and just out of nowhere, he was like, yeah, I'm leaving. And we all were just kind of quiet. And it was in that locker room that day that he left is when I could tell that nobody was leaving, because every single person had each other's back. And one person left, but, you know, everybody knew that was going to happen just based on his attitude towards the process. And but anyway, we just sat in there, and we were like, okay, now what? You know? And immediately, Alberto Ciparini, he kind of was just like,
yeah.
Instead of dwelling on what just happened, it was like, what's next? You know, what are we going to do here? And we were like, you know, we're going to practice on these days at this time. We already have the gym reserved from 8 to 10, so we'll go in there from 8 to 10. We'll get our work in. We'll leave. We'll set up other days accordingly. Everybody gets extra work in on their own until we can figure this out. And so I don't ever think it was really a question of who was leaving. I just think it was a question of, you know, when are we going to get our next coach? That was the only missing piece in our team. There was no, there was never a second in our mind that we ever thought anybody was going to leave. One, because we were so close to the team, and two, I just think that everybody had this driving force of, this is just going to make for a really good story at the end of the season when we are a successful team. So I think that was our driving force.
And that's good. I think when people keep the vision clear and they have a mindset of what the expected end is supposed to be, then you go through transitions a little easier. When you're not focused, it bleeds over to other people, and that's why I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm so grateful for Alberto and him stepping up, like, immediately. He came and he talked to me, and, you know, we had conversation, and it was great. So I am grateful. I am grateful to be a part of what takes place with some of the athletes at Bluefield College as character coach, and having a chance to get to meet you all as great young men, and Brett, who just hangs in there with you guys, to watch you all become. Now, you all are going to start. You've started practice. It's time for you to buckle down and get some wins under your belt. What are your thoughts about how well you all will do this year?
Well, that's a great question. In my opinion, and I think in everybody else's, we're a really young team. We're playing against some great competition. Our first game is Saturday against Erskine. But we are all driven. And I think that heart beats talent, hustle beats talent. I think we have all three of those things. You know, we have the heart, we have the hustle, we have the talent. We're a young team. I don't think there's been a day where me and a bunch of other people have been in the gym. And I don't say it to brag or anything. I just say that because it goes to show just how willing we are to put in the work in so that we can be a successful team. Yesterday, our game was a week from yesterday. Our first game was a week from yesterday. Uh-huh. And so we all sat down and we broke down Erskine's entire film play-by-play just because that's how much we want to win. And so I think that this year, especially, you know, just everything that our team has been through, that winning is going to be not an easy thing, but compared to, you know, all the stuff that we've been through, I just think that winning will be the result to the amount of work that we've just put in on the off season. I know we're a young team, and so that's something else that's going to be, we're going to use to our advantage. You know, people see that. People see that we're a small team, and they just don't think anything of us. But, you know, we're up there just like any other team, I believe. And so So I think that we could have a successful season, especially with the new coach that we got, Coach Alvarez. Man, he is working wonders, you know. He has us in there twice a day. He has us in there at 6 a.m. in the morning, 6 p.m. at night. And when we have off time, he tells us to run 2 miles. You know, he is just as driven as we are. So, you know, I think that him plus all the hard work that we've decided to put in is going to lead to good things. And so I think the good thing is going to be being a successful team and hopefully winning some games.
Go Rams. I'm with you on that.
That's right.
Yeah, I met Coach. I met Coach last week, and he is a jewel. And I'm appreciative just in our initial meeting that he was very open to me coming into your practices, hanging out with you guys, inspiring, empowering, and being there. And so I certainly do appreciate that as well. Caleb, if you had something to say to players who are aspiring to play at the college level, what would be a key that you would want to give them to help them on that journey?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been on a pretty wild ride myself. I thought I was going to be playing baseball in college, and I was wrong due to a couple of injuries. I stopped playing my senior year in high school. And I was kind of like, well, what's next? And unexpectedly, I got my first volleyball offer, and I was like, okay, this could be a thing. And so my biggest thing is, no matter who you are, what sport you play, this is a very universal tip for all athletes who are looking to play in college. Have an open mind. If you're closed-minded, you know, if you just think that, you know, I can go to Division I level and play a sport, which, you know, if you're good enough, that's what every athlete should strive for. But don't let that be the only option, because at the end of the day, it's some crazy number, like only 3% of athletes in the world play at the Division I level. Just have that open mind, you know, that no matter where I go, I'm going to go and I'm going to make an impact. And just work hard. You know, you don't get better in practice. It's what you do outside of practice. You know, those extra reps that you're getting, those, you know, that extra mile that you're running, those extra push-ups that you're doing. I guarantee you that if you're just working out on the court, there's somebody working off the court who has in their mind, I'm going to be better than my competition. And so, you know, when you're sitting not doing extra reps, there's somebody out there doing extra reps. So I say just go in there with an open mind, put in a lot of work to be the best athlete that you can be, but also be a great person, be easy to work with, be coachable, because that's something else that they look for and hustle to. You know, real quick, there's a story that my coach tells how there was a scout looking at this one guy. And he was the best in the state, and they had another teammate who played second base, and he was nowhere near as good as this kid, but man, he hustled on and off the field everywhere he went. It was hustle, 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 and that guy ended up recruiting the guy who hustled over the guy who was better. So that thing that I said early, hustle beats talent, it's true. And but if you can have all three, the heart, the hustle, and the talent, then you'll be in good shape. So keep an open mind, heart, hustle, talent, and you'll be good to go.
I like that. Heart, hustle, and talent. The word of God says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you do have the right heart, then the hustle, all of that will come behind it. But it takes the right heart condition in order to make you success. That's what I feel. If your heart's in it, you'll give it your all. If your heart's not in it, it'll fade away quickly. Wow. Caleb,
thank you.
I know that you all start class today. Know that I'm praying for you all. I thank you for taking time to come in on this morning and being guests on our show. Give the rest of the players my love. Unfortunately, I won't be at your first game. That's when I've got the launch of my first conference for my new book. So I'll be doing that on Saturday, but know that I will be there for you all consistently, praying for you, encouraging you, empowering you and the coach, so that we'll have a great season this year with the Bluefield College men's volleyball team.
Thank you so much, Mama Val.
I love you, son.
I love you too, Mama Val.
All right. Listeners, we want you to join us again next Monday. Our guest will be the coaching staff of the Raleigh Firebirds, Raleigh, North Carolina, semi-pro basketball team. They'll be with us next week to share about their journey, about the fresh start that they're expecting for their team. We want you to join us. If you have any questions, any coaches interested in sharing this platform or being our guest, please find us on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or my husband, Benny M. Burrell. Shoot us a line on an inbox, and we'll gladly talk to you. Here at the Empowerment Place, we always encourage you, once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. That's more than just what we're expecting to do in our day-to-day life, but it's also evident and needed in the area of sports. So I say to my coaches, use the keys. God's given us keys to the kingdom. He said we have the ability to bind and to loose some things. Be mindful of the words that you speak to your players. Proverbs 18:21 says life and death is in the power of the tongue. We have to begin to speak that which we desire to see. And we do that with the word of God. We say God bless you to each of you. Have a tremendous week. Join us again next Monday. Until then, we say God bless.